Jan Harada is executive director of the H.T. Hayashi Foundation, which distributed close to $670,000 last year. They included $50,000 and a multi-year commitment to preserve original hula resources. Tricia Kehalani Watson is president of the Kalihi Palama Culture and Arts Society. They're partnering with the State Archives to expand on the invaluable hula primer that they published in 1984. I'll just let the two of them tell you about this project, starting with Tricia Kehalani.
It really was the incredible foresight of our founder, Kahu Wendell Silva, who started to do this ethnographic work literally decades ago, right? So a lot of people do interviews now. Decades ago, he recognized the importance of putting together these sort of primary resources about hula. And he published the books. But what we didn't realize until we started to go through our own archives was these were all typed up. We had the original recordings that he transferred to CD. I mean, we had just so much more.
Catalog, too.
He took impeccable records. He was actually also instrumental in creating the State Foundation for Culture and the Arts. So he's just brilliant. One of the sort of weird silver linings of COVID, if there can be such a silver lining, was when we had to cancel the competitions, at least the live events, we were able to focus on these other projects that are so valuable and critical.
Right. And in your case, unique. And for H.T. Hayashi, Jen, major funding entities in this state moved away from arts funding during the pandemic. Hayashi is committing $50,000 this year and for 5 years.
Mm-hmm. I really was excited to partner with the Kalihi Palama Culture and Arts Society on this. We really just feel like Trisha says, there's nobody else that has access to some of what they have access to. Preserving and then sharing to make sure that it doesn't get lost for future generations is huge. And so we're super happy to support that effort.
I mean, you know, some people could ask what you're doing supporting art and culture at a time like this.
Yeah, so we do believe, obviously, crisis and emergency services are needed, food, housing, homelessness. But we also feel that art and culture are a really big part of what helps communities to heal, what helps kids for the future right now develop, you know, soft skills like compassion and empathy, creativity, risk-taking, all things that we feel are going to be important in the future, whatever the future looks like. That's kind of why we haven't shied away from funding. Some funders have probably pivoted to more emergency and crisis, but we feel like it's equally important because healing is a really big part, and I don't think you can do that without art and culture. And we do believe that also in the future, thriving and healthy communities have those components. And if we don't focus on them now and we wait until we get past recovery, it's going to be too late. Some things may not exist if we wait that long.
The impact to arts and culture that we've seen just in the last year due to COVID is catastrophic. So the fact that there are organizations that, again, have foresight, like the H.T. Hayashi Foundation, to invest not only sort of in the short term, but the long term, I absolutely believe is the kind of entities that are going to help us. Everybody's talking about rebuild better, but you need these blocks to rebuild better. And I think they're very invested in those building blocks. And Jan is absolutely right. There's an after this.
People are talking about how much culture equals social fabric and how important that is in our recovery.
Yeah, I mean, I think for the foundation, we do believe that's what grounds us, right? That's what helps us come back together is an understanding and an access to culture and art. I mean, before we even funded this, we looked at things like what happens to kids that start to learn more about their own culture and their history and the joy and the pride that comes with that. Those are the kinds of emotions that shouldn't be discounted in terms of how you move through crisis and how you move through emergency situations. You know, when we can ground in who we are and our stories and understand, I think it's a little bit easier to sort of navigate complex challenges, to handle conflict and disagreement, to decide how we're going to convene, because it's not about convening. We don't believe it's about everyone's going to always agree, but it's about how we navigate when we don't agree and how we treat each other when things aren't going well and how we build, like Tricia was saying earlier, building blocks for a future, what that looks like. And even for adults who start to revisit and reimagine what their history and their stories are like, I mean, it's amazing what happens to people when they have a really grounded understanding of who they are and where they came from in terms of their ability to move forward in life.
Jan Harada Executive Director of H.T. Hayashi Foundation, a supporter of the Kumu Archive Project, and Tricia Kehalani Watson, President, Kalihipalama Culture and Arts Society. We just heard from them. The Arts Society is partnering with the State Archives to digitize over 100 years of first-person hula knowledge and history. They're working to make it accessible worldwide through the web. And that work will continue despite the pandemic.